I Do Podcast, episode 33.
Welcome to idopodcast.com, where fun and inspiring relationship experts, therapists, and couples share tips and advice that will help lead you to a fulfilling and happy relationship. Let their guidance illuminate your path to happiness. Are you ready to create lasting love? And now, your hosts, Chase and Sarah.
Do you have a topic that you'd like to hear more about, or a relationship question you'd like answered? Email us at info@idopodcast.com and we'll be sure to add it to one of our upcoming episodes. We're excited to introduce our guest today, Deborah, the Dating Diva. Hey, Deborah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Chase here.
Oh, hi. Sorry.
How are you today? Great.
I'm great. I'm excited to be on the I Do podcast.
Deborah, the Dating Diva, is an LA-based dating coach and author of How to Be a Man Magnet. When she's not charming the men of Los Angeles, she's helping women navigate the crazy world of dating and giving men the inside scoop on what women really want. Through being single, enjoying relationships, conducting research on the dating and relationship opinions and outcomes of men and women all over the country, she's heard it all and wants to share what she's learned with us.
We've given our listeners just a little overview, so take a minute, tell us about yourself and why you enjoy helping people find relationships.
Okay. So there are so many reasons I love helping people find relationships. I am a copywriter by day in advertising, but by night I've realized that there are so many people I want to help between mistakes that I've learned over the years, between clients that I've had from working with people on blacklistfilter.com and talking to men and women everywhere and researching. There's a shift in the way that people are dating these days, and I really want to help change that so that it's not such a crazy process for both men and women, although recently I'm focusing on helping women with my new book.
Excellent. Well, we're going to focus in a little bit and talk about your book later, but an article that you wrote about making yourself as desirable as possible to be dateable, and this is more geared towards women, and the article was titled, "Do Not Be a Guy's Next Mistake."
Mm-hmm. Next dating mistake.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was on Love Fabu. Great site.
Great. And in the article, you talk about certain personality traits or habits that can really steer men away from either starting a relationship with you or continuing a relationship with you. And we really have five different traits that we want to discuss. And the first one, if you want to elaborate a little bit more on, is being the clinger in the relationship.
Yes. So, you know, just like we women have red flags, guys have red flags too, and they look for signs of crazy. And if you're ever wondering why a guy runs, it's usually because you're doing one of these things, and one of them is being the clinger. You know, there's nothing wrong with getting really close to a guy, but he doesn't want someone that's going to be close to him so soon, and, you know, trying to go pick him up from the airport and come with him to his parents' house and go with him to everything. It scares guys away. They like to pursue and chase a little bit. Got to leave them wanting more.
And easing into those types of situations as well versus just automatically jumping to that next phase in the relationship.
Exactly. It's important, I think, to let the guy lead, especially in the beginning. And when the girl starts to lead, it seems clingy, and she becomes the clinger, and it scares him. The guys already have this pressure that they put on themselves about commitment, so they want to be the ones that want to lead. It's just like the in that movie Big Fat Greek Wedding, where they say, you know, the neck is the thing that turns the head. You want to be the neck. You want to give him ideas and have fun, but make him think that he's just chasing you.
Mm-hmm. How soon in the relationship do you recommend that a girl introduce them to the family or take these things that you're saying could be interpreted as clingy early on? When's a good time to get into those?
You know, honestly, it's different for every couple and every situation. But I think as long as as long as it's the guy's idea first, and if it's coming up soon, just to not scare him away, and also just the couple has a stable relationship. You want to figure out if you're right for each other and if you're in an exclusive relationship before you start bringing in family members and good friends. So, you know, that could be anything from 3 weeks to 3 months to longer. It just depends on how long it takes to stabilize the fact that you guys know you want to be an exclusive couple.
Yeah. So it's important during this stage to communicate, see where you guys are at. And then there's nothing wrong with taking that next step.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it happens earlier too, but the problem with that is it can create, a lot of people can create meaning with that because, you know, that's something very important to people. And if you meet someone's parents, you know, after 3 dates, you might think that you're more special to that person than you actually are. You might get too excited to jump ahead with things when the relationship hasn't caught up.
It's important too, and this can address all the 5 different personality traits, but really communicating with that person and understanding where they are or where each of you are in the relationship so that things like this don't arise and you don't make your partner or the person you're dating feel like the relationship is more serious than the other person wants it to be.
Definitely. You got to be on the same page.
The next personality trait you talk about is the fighter. Tell us more about that.
Oh, the fighter. Nobody wants to date a fighter. The thing with a fighter, and this can be a girl or guy, the fighter is someone that makes an issue out of everything or little things that don't matter. And that is going to scare anyone away. You know, I think with the fighter, it's really important. If something bothers you or you're feeling misunderstood or disrespected, I think it's definitely important to communicate that. But I think the important part is to wait for the appropriate time and really figure out what you're trying to say. Because if you're the fighter, you're just getting annoyed or mad at everything. And that is going to scare someone because it's going to make the other person walk on eggshells and worry about what they're going to say or do. And that doesn't feel like a close bonded relationship.
It almost may be an eye-opener if somebody is a fighter in their life, maybe in other aspects, not so much in this relationship, but in other areas, and the person sees that, they might realize that that personality trait is not something that they want to have within a potential partner.
Exactly. And also being in a relationship and dating brings out, it's like a mirror to yourself. So it might make you realize that that's how you are in real life, or that's how the other person is with everything. And that's something that I think needs to be worked on so you're a full package before you enter a relationship.
Yeah, a lot of these things are introspective, where it's not really about the other person in the relationship. It's about understanding yourself.
That's a really good point. And a lot of what I believe in has to do with becoming your best self before you even have a relationship with someone else.
Absolutely. Well, the next personality trait we want to talk about is someone that no one wants to be around, whether it's in a relationship or a romantic one, a friendship, but it's the, quote, drama queen.
Yeah, and the drama queen is a little bit similar to the fighter, but the difference is this person is just really emotional and creates meaning to things that there isn't necessarily meaning to. And it's, you know, she's demanding, she's overbearing, lives in a world of absolutes. And it's another thing that, like we talked about before, you want to work on that before you enter a relationship.
Absolutely. And the next one is the stalker.
Yes. And in this day and age, there are so many ways to easily stalk people. And you know, you can look at their Facebook, you can look at their LinkedIn, you can Google their name, you can see a lot about somebody online, and online stalking is only part of it. But, you know, if a guy wants you to know something, he'll tell you. Mm-hmm. And a lot of girls, clients of mine too, have gone and followed what someone is doing online, and they look at their Facebook and they start to look at, oh, who's that girl you're in a picture with, or why did he go to that event without me? And, you know, they get their little FOMO, fear of missing out, and they start to wonder. And all it does is create insecurity within your own head, because the important thing is to be secure. And if you don't have trust in a new dating or relationship, you don't have anything. So I think it's important to not stalk the guy. It's important to get to know him slowly and let him reveal to you what he wants you to reveal, and trust him until he's proven you wrong. So, you know, have that confidence in yourself and in the relationship, and not the insecurity that makes you want to be the stalker.
I definitely think technology is great, and so is all the social media, but there is definitely some downside of social media and how it has kind of changed dating, and some people's even relationships are really affected by social media.
Oh, I completely agree. And the thing with social media is, and also just technology and dating apps, is there are so many options, and people are less likely to take someone seriously or really give that person the chance when they know that they can find so many other people and have access to so many other people so quickly and easily. So it's really a blessing and a curse.
Do you think that, not so much the stalker personality, but do you think with online dating, you can still have that personality trait, or does that kind of get weeded out with online dating because of the different filters that you have to go through to be matched with somebody online?
It depends which site, which dating site or which dating app you're using. I think that it's important to be a little bit of a stalker before you meet someone online, because you know, you don't necessarily know anything about this person besides a picture,
right,
and what they write. And I think it's important to be selective about who you actually meet in person. So you don't want to stalk everything he's doing on Facebook once you start dating him, but I think it's important to do your research before you meet him. Just to see, you know, has he held a normal job? Are there any crazy articles on the news about him killing anyone, you know, just for your own safety and selection, you know, and people are very different in person than you can't tell enough online. I think in terms of online dating, I think it's important to, you know, do a little research online, at least have a 5-minute phone call before you decide to meet them.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. So it's more once you're in the relationship or just beginning to date, not to stalk too much and get too much into it. But certainly prior to it, there's nothing wrong with taking advantage of technology, Googling their name to make sure they're not wanted in the
yes,
next state over.
Exactly. Yes. And then once you meet them, just let them reveal to you what they want to reveal to you.
Yeah, I love that. That's great advice. And the last personality trait you talk about is being Miss Insecure.
Yes. So Miss Insecure is really, it's something that we all have a little bit of it in us, especially when you feel vulnerable. You know, the more you like a guy, or even for a guy, the more you like a girl, the more likely you are going to possibly feel insecure. If you're used to guys chasing you and all of a sudden you're starting to date this guy and he doesn't, maybe he called once a week instead of every few days, and or he doesn't send you articles and show you he's thinking of you, or he doesn't do those things that you're used to, you might start to feel insecure. But you have to remember that you are a catch, and not to read into the things that he's doing, and to just take it as it goes, because being insecure is going to scare him away.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and all of these personality traits are good things for people to recognize and try to make sure that they are aware of. The article is geared towards women, but I, as a male here, I just want to say that it can certainly, all these things can be applied to a man in a relationship.
Definitely.
And to all of our male listeners out there, these are also things that are important to understand if you're doing and try to recognize.
Yeah, and they really all come down to being a happy, confident person who is your best self before you encroach on a relationship.
Yeah, I've definitely met a couple male drama queens, so they're out there. I can relate to them as well.
oh my God, it's like if they don't find the restaurant they're looking for, the world is upside down.
Awesome. Well, what do you find is a common reason that people struggle in finding a successful relationship?
In finding one.
Or keeping one.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. You know, a lot of times it can be timing with, you know, getting along with someone that isn't ready and you're ready, or vice versa. A big thing can be looking for what you think you should be with as opposed to who you really connect with. So looking for those on paper qualities only and thinking with your head instead of what you're feeling. Another thing would also be not knowing where to look. I mean, some people are afraid to date online. You don't really know that much about that person. Or you can get caught up in giving people a chance, even if you don't really like them, because you think they're nice. Mm-hmm. There are so many reasons it's hard to find people. And, you know, I try to help with each of those in the stuff I write.
Well, that's great. That's awesome advice. Thank you very much.
Now we are going into the his and her round, where Sarah and I each ask a question that's on our minds.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll go first. And I know you do a lot of or helping with being a dating coach in LA. Yeah. And what would you say your percentage of people that are now doing online dating versus just trying to do traditional dating? So do you see an increase of people doing online dating now?
I do see an increase of people doing online dating now, especially with the apps that are coming out, because they're not as intimidating as some of the websites. You know, they're free, they're linked to your Facebook, you don't even have to fill out that many questions. And, you know, with technology and the times, it's becoming more socially acceptable to date online and to meet people through apps.
Excellent. And my question is along those same lines, but there's a lot of people getting into online dating. What is a single piece of advice that you can give to someone that's doing online dating in order to be successful?
I think you have to know what you're looking for and really not get blockers. And when I say blockers, I mean the things you're not looking for, the people you're not looking for. If you know you want a guy that's a certain religion, that doesn't have kids yet, that lives a certain amount of miles away from you, then if you're getting messages from people that don't fit that mold, you're just wasting your energy and your time, because ultimately those things are really important to you. So you need to sort within that group of things that are must-haves and then see who you connect with. You know, it's kind of like shopping. You know, you're not going to, you know, if you're looking for a dress for a wedding, stop looking at sundresses. It's right. Just a waste of time.
Yeah, that's great advice, and that seems like the advantage of online dating is you're able to sort of weed out a lot of the things that you don't want. But what you're basically saying is take advantage of that. Know what you want, and don't go after something if it doesn't fit that.
Yeah, and also there's a couple more things. I think don't bother writing back to the people you're not interested in. I learned that lesson a long time ago. They're just going to try to convince you of why, and then a lot of them get angry. And, you know, it's better just to not even say anything and just not even waste your energy and time with it.
What would you say the most important thing with your profile is for online dating?
The most important thing to say in your profile?
Or the most important aspect of your profile, like whether it's your bio or your photo or anything else that you fill out, what would you say would be the single most important item to really put time and effort into it?
In terms of your dating profile, the most important element depends on if you're using a site or an app. So if you're using an app, the most important thing is going to be your picture, and it's the main picture, because it doesn't matter what your other pictures are and what you write if your main picture isn't good. And by good, I mean, you know, pretty close up, you know, not like these guys on Tinder that put, you know, them in a hat, glasses, and goggle on a bike from 10 feet away. You know, you need something close up that shows your face, you know, that someone can actually see you. Mm-hmm. So on an app, the most important thing is the picture. And you don't want to put pictures that are suggestive of something you're not looking for. If you're not looking for hookups on an app site, don't put pictures of yourself in a bathing suit. Mm-hmm. You know, put pictures that show who you are and what you're looking for, because what you are will attract similar people. In terms of a dating profile, it is really important to state what you're looking for and really write a nice profile. You know, you don't just want to write all the girly things you're into, because a guy is not going to relate to that.
Right.
You know, it's nice that you like shopping for makeup, but a guy is not going to feel the connection when you write something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What I think is important to concentrate on are the things that make you a happy, positive person that has her own interests, because he's going to see the confidence shine through in that. And also to mention some of the activities that you like that the guy may also like too. You know, if you're into riding your bike or kickboxing or something that he can go to with you.
Something he can relate to and see that you guys can participate that in that activity together.
Exactly. Because, you know, you have to think about what the guy is thinking and seeing when he sees your profile, not just everything you know about yourself. Put yourself in his mind, even though, of course, he just wants to see dirty pictures, but you're not going to give him those.
No.
Well, you don't want those guys if you're looking for a lasting relationship.
Exactly. You want someone that where the physical and mental are both important. Then you should start with, you know, you're not going to talk to someone that you're completely not attracted to, but once you know you're attracted to that person, you want to get to know them as a person.
Now it's time for our favorite part of the interview, the lasting love round.
Nice.
We'll ask you a series of questions and you'll respond with great information to help set the foundation for a lasting relationship.
We love it. Our listeners love it. So, Deborah.
And I'm about to love it.
Are you ready to help us build lasting love?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. What's one thing couples can do on a daily basis to help improve their relationship?
Well, that's a good question. On a daily basis, I think it's important if you're dating someone to do two things. I think one is to appreciate them, and you can show that in many different ways. And the second thing is to show them that you're thinking of them. And that can be through sending them an article you think they'd be interested in, or picking something up at the store that you know they'd like, or planning an event. It depends on what you like to do and what you think they would appreciate. But just to show that you're thinking of them and appreciate who they are as a person. And, you know, just laugh at what they say, listen to them. There's so many things you can do, and a lot of people forget to do some of those things.
Is there a book or resource you can recommend for couples?
Besides mine?
Yeah, no, tell us about it.
Okay, so, well, my book, How to Be a Man Magnet by Deborah the Dating Diva, is it's mostly for people looking to start dating. But there's so much info in there that, you know, even men and couples can get out of that and becoming your best self. But as for couples, I love The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman. I think that it's important to know what you appreciate and what your partner appreciates, and try to speak their language. I mean, I'm multilingual in that sense, but it's important to know what they appreciate, whether that's gifts or spending time together or talking or, you know, any of the other love languages.
Well, great. Well, your book, How to Be a Man Magnet, as well as The Five Love Languages, will be on our website at idopodcast.com on your show notes page. So all of our listeners know to go there to check out your awesome resources. So thank
great.
You for that. And we're getting married this year. Is there any advice that... Thank you. Is there any advice you would give engaged couples or newlyweds?
Oh, there's so much. But let's see. I think that, you know, there's so many things that are important for couples, but when you get married, you're really building a life with that person. And I think it's so important to remember that you're on the same team. You know, a lot of people fight as couples and they think this person should be doing this and that person should be doing that, or I wish he did this or I wish he did that. And the fight should not be between you two. It should be you two on the same team supporting each other with whatever comes into your lives and whatever happiness and challenges come. So, you know, you really want to just try to be on the same team and just know in the back of your mind that whatever this person does or says is not meant to hurt you. They have your best intentions. And if you think with that frame of mind, you're less likely to misunderstand that person. The other thing is just to be good to yourself and to be a whole person. And, you know, if you're a happy, understanding, whole person and you're happy with your own life and you're doing what you need to do to be happy, you're most likely going to make a better partner in the relationship. But I'm super excited for you guys and congrats.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we love that. We can really relate. Being a team, it's so simple to say. It's obviously harder to practice, but it's so worth it when you really put that effort in to be a team. And
yeah.
For anybody in a couple, engaged or newlyweds or been married for 10 years. So that's awesome advice. Thank you.
And you've got tons of resources to help you.
Yeah.
So you guys, I'm sure, are on the right track.
If you could give just one single piece of advice for a successful relationship, what would it be?
Ooh, one single piece of advice. You know, I know this is for relationships, but honestly, I think just be your best self. Because if you're your best self, you're going to have a better relationship. And, you know, that's something that's really a common theme in my book, How to Be a Man Magnet. You know, it's one of the first things I mentioned. You know, you want to become your best self. You can become the woman that men worship. And, you know, you want to get rid of your old patterns that got you into drama and that scare men away, like in that article. And you want to be able to go online and be happy with yourself and know that you are good enough to not have to deal with, you know, the trash that may come your way or the people that aren't as ready mm-hmm. as you are as a full person. And, you know, you want to always look your best and feel your best, and you want to just be your best self, because then you will attract someone that is also their best self, and you're more likely to communicate better and be happy together. You don't want to have someone that needs to pull you up or drag you down. You want to just find two people that are full packages, ready for each other.
I love it. Well, I think the saying is love yourself before you can love others. So as long as you do that, and you will attract somebody that's in the same mindset and already loving themselves too. So that's awesome advice.
I completely agree.
Well, we've really enjoyed hearing all your advice you've given us and our listeners today. So let's finish by having you tell our listeners where they can find you, and then we'll say goodbye.
Okay, great. This was so much fun, and I would love for you and your listeners to find me and keep in touch. I have a website, beamanmagnet.com. So that's beamanmagnet.com. And there you can find some more articles and advice, and there's a link to my book on Amazon. The book is How to Be a Man Magnet by Deborah the Dating Diva. And I'd love for you to sign up for the email list if you want more free advice. And you can also find me on Facebook, How to Be a Man Magnet page. But definitely go to beamanmagnet.com, and I'd love to see you there.
Well, our listeners can find all the information and links of today's episode on idopodcast.com. Go to the podcast tab, and you'll be in the archives.
And again, thank you so much for all your generous knowledge and for taking the time to come on our show today, Deborah. Thank you.
Thanks so much. This was a lot of fun.
Are you interested in learning 5 ways to improve your relationship on a daily basis? How about 5 tips for engaged couples or newlyweds? This information and more is our free gift to you when you go to idopodcast.com and subscribe to our mailing list. Thank you so much for joining us today on I Do Podcast.
Head on over to idopodcast.com for full recaps of every show, relationship resources, tips, and advice.
Your path to a successful and lasting relationship awaits you. Are you ready to create lasting love?